The following is brought to you courtesy of the No Phony Podcast Network, home of independent awesomeness.
Well, yep. Look at you. Yep. You're doing pretty good for yourself.
Jimmy, don't dance too close or your pee-pee will get excited.
You guys are using women as a form of currency.
All right, so here we are. We're, is this a special edition of On the Road with Jim and Casey, huh?
Hello, everyone. It's good to be back.
You said you have a lot to say?
Well, hang on. Let me get comfortable for a second. Oh, socks. Okay.
What?
All right.
Go ahead and you're going to have to pop those socks up for the camera to see because they might be the gayest thing that I've ever seen.
Oh, you don't...
On a man.
You don't do the ankle,
the
anklets?
Pop those up just a little bit.
Anklets. Okay, so...
I do they don't even stay on.
Well, that's the whole point. You come off easy. You don't want, you know, those socks...
My regular socks come off just as easy. All I have to do is take them off.
Case, look. Don't question me on trendy. You need to show ankle now. Good ankles is a sign of actual good health. If your ankles are skinny, you're healthy. Can I see your ankles? Looking a little thick there. I can already see.
I got thick ankles, yeah.
Who looks healthier? Okay.
If this were the olden days, I would be probably considered like a king right now.
You know, I was thinking about that, how you just said the olden days and how fat people, not you, but you're thicker. It used to be hot to be fat. Do you remember that? Mona Lisa, fat. Remember those girls with big guts? And everyone was like, oh, look how much she eats. Oh, my God, it's so... attractive, and like that was hot, and all the painters would be like, no, make her stomach fatter, and they're like, I know, oh yeah, it's like a big butt now it's, you know, you have to stand up and you have to stand like this, you know, that's hot now. I'm trying my hand at being a futurist, and I think so. It used to be fat, then it was skinny, right? Then it was big boobs. Now it's big butt, right? What's next? What's the next big thing that they're going to want? Not lips, because that's already, we're passing the lips and the butt and all that stuff. What's going to be the next one?
Do you already have an answer for this, I assume?
I have a guess, but...
Calves.
It's either that, or they're going to, somehow science will make this happen, carve their hips in even thinner to make them almost come in like it's just like this, it's just like there's no love handle area, and they're gonna cut that in. Either that or their foreheads are gonna be longer,
like where you think they're gonna extend their foreheads.
Like a
forehead extension.
Like a ramp or a runway.
Wouldn't they just have to cut their hair back? Like
No, but it's either that or it's
like a cone head almost?
Like a runway. Or like a, you know how ramps, how
I know exactly
airplanes
how
take
are.
Off.
Yeah, that would be like more like a cone head. Then.
They want to be, you know.
You're thinking cone heads are going to be the next thing.
There's going to be another trend in looking good that's needed for Instagram. And they don't like when girls have wrinkles there. That's why everyone goes like this when they smile. They're trying to take away their wrinkles. They're going to extend their foreheads.
I don't think so.
You never know. Did you think they're going to put butt implants in their butt?
No, you didn't think that.
No. No, I didn't.
In that case,
but did you ever think of that? I know you have a hard time dealing with your small calves. Have you ever thought of going with calf implants? You probably could shoot down to Mexico from here.
Pretty cheap. They offer great, all you have to do is cross the border. You can get teeth, veneers.
Anything.
$500.
Cheap.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could get some calf implants down there.
No, Case, I just want everyone to know. I mean, I'm very natural. I love natural things. I mean, not like naturally fake boobs. Like, fake boobs are nice, you know, but I'm more of a natural man. or simple man, but not the stupid simple. Well, I guess not the mentally retarded simple, like the simple.
You definitely can't say that anymore.
I said mentally.
It's Jim Morgani at Guitarist Jimbo.
Well, I guess that was the whole.
It's a shame I don't know how to cut video. Especially if doing it for my phone that I've never used for video before. I don't know how long it's going to record on there for.
Wait a minute. Case. Okay, I'll make this quick. Your sock is the colors of the rainbow.
Okay.
I'm glad the viewers are here today. Okay. Something came to me about LGBTQI, the other ones. Why? Have you people ever noticed this? I, you know, whatever you identify, you know, there's no swinger in the LGBTQ. Why? Are people against people that swing? I mean, I've been living in Austin now for a long time. There's a lot of, you know, hey, people are really nice here. Like, they'll let you do stuff. I have nothing against anything, right? Why is not S in there for swingers? Or what's the guy's name from the baseball movie? He's known for having the abs. Dennis Quaid married a 25-year-old. Chicks into older guys? Why is that not in LGBTQ? Because
it has nothing to do with those things.
It's a sexual lifestyle. Orientation. We're swinging. What orientation are
you? Did you just say?
Well, I mean, if we were a couple and we were swinging, we'd be like, we're lifestyle. You have to tilt your head when you say lifestyle. And then people, here's my girlfriend, you know, and then all of a sudden there's
why do you know so much about the swinger lifestyle?
Well, you see, in Austin, there's a lot of things that go on here hidden. I've been around long enough to know this. And I have nothing against it. I'm, you know, hey, whatever, this is America. Like, you can do whatever you
absolutely
want. Yeah. And there's people that, they'll say, hey, you know, I got a hotel night. My wife likes you. Do you mind if I just sit in the corner and watch you guys do stuff? I've had this happen to me twice. And I'm not making this up. I can't give any information, but I was like, I'm sorry. You know,
so
your wife's
two times a guy watched you have sex with his
no,
wife.
No, I didn't do this. No, I was at a bar somewhere and I didn't do anything. And I'll tell you what, it's hard because the devil, he looks good as a woman. He's hot because this girl, you know, she had stuff going on. But no, and
two times
they'll come up, they go like this, and they go, I'll be sitting like this,
just like that,
and maybe we'll videotape you. You know, no one will see it. And I'm like, I'm trying
to
be nice.
How does the conversation start? Just like that.
It starts with. Excuse me, I'm burping. It starts with me standing at the bar. You know, I usually do one of these. All of a sudden, like a couple come up. Hey, I'm like, oh, hey, you know, talk about, you know, the climate change or the wildfires that those people set on fire. And I'm like, yeah, those billions of animals, darn, you know, what are you going to do? And then all of a sudden, you know, well, let's get some shots. Next
so this is
you know,
pretty recent, within the last month or so.
I'd say maybe like
if it's because of the
4 months. Yeah.
The wildfires.
Oh, well, that new one happened. Yeah. And so you know, I'm pretty nice to people. People know this about me. I'm a nice, considerate person. My mom always said, Jim, you're the smartest person that I love. I can't say no to people a lot, which I had to say no at some point. I had to be like, look, I'm so sorry. I can't have fornication time with your wife while you watch me and videotape me for your own pleasure afterwards. But she was so hot that it's almost like made you think. It's almost like, could I? But then I don't think I could. I'm a simple man, and I'm call me old-fashioned, but I don't do orgies, and I can't have sex with another man's wife while he watches, and I'm assumingly
at
grabs his
not
own
while
sauce.
He watches.
Yes, that one too.
So twice that's happened to you.
Two times with the same. Was it the same? No, it was different. Man with the same girl? I don't know. I think this girl just wanted to do me while somebody watched or have me do something to her, and she liked another guy. It's called cucking or something? Cuckling?
I have no idea.
Not duckling.
As a single guy, though, are there like swinger events that you could go to as a single guy?
No. For all the viewers, you know. You have to supply women as a form of currency to get into these things, which brings me to my next point of topic I was going to talk about is women, the new currency to get into clubs. So, you know, there's a few things that, you know, we're all against. Most people, according to who I've met, are against trafficking, right? Every country has something, right? Did you ever go to clubs? Because we're not for selling people, you know, using women to get things, selling them on slave blocks and stuff. On New Year's, I met these three beautiful, one beautiful, the other two were like sixes. Well, no, the other one was probably an eight. The other one was probably like a six face, like seven. But anyway, I'll get into the numbers afterwards and the numerology of women. So I was at a New Year's party, and I meet these one pile of women. It was three. Three is a pile, according to the statistics in Austin here. And I remember the one, her name was Bianca. She kissed me on New Year's.
At midnight.
Yeah. It's nice of her to do that. I took these women. I just wanted to go out. Like, they wanted to go out. I was like, hey, I'll go out. It was just like a peck on the thing. But I haven't
just
had...
Just tone it down just a notch.
Well, no, these walls, this hotel isn't cheap, Casey. He must be doing pretty well for himself, because I got to say, these walls feel pretty... In Austin at the Homewood, as soon as you get up past the second floor... I'm walking.
You can actually feel yourself.
I'm losing my balance. And I'm like, I don't know if it's an Austin thing, but a lot of the buildings there are weak. Built, like soft, you know, new.
You're losing your balance walking
down
the hall.
As soon as you get in the second and third floors, like, it's almost like, not losing your balance, but you can feel the, like, you're like this. And I've been in homes where you can hear everything.
Like they're almost wobbly.
Yeah. Like a microtel that's built with Legos or something.
I would
right?
never stay in a microtel.
Well, I don't know if they build houses like that anymore, but so okay. So back to using women as currency to get into nightclubs. And I'm pro woman, you know, as you know, everyone knows. So I meet this pile of chicks at this house party. Three. And they want to.
What's like? What's the next step up than a pile? What would four women be?
What's a half of a loaf in bread terms? What's that called? Six.
It would be a half a loaf.
Yeah, that would be six.
What about four though? What about four or five?
Well, now you're doing like hot dogs. A bundle. I don't know, but according to
a pile is three.
To get into clubs.
Six women's is a half a loaf.
Yeah. Then it's 12.
So it goes, it goes three, six.
12,
okay.
Because.
So that starts doubling.
Yeah.
So the next section, what's 24 women then?
A barrel, but. Because. Well, I'll tell you, these numbers came from to get into clubs, because boats are different. Boats, you only need two. per one. This is per one guy. So that's why I go by threes. So, and you know, you obviously have a total of six girls for two guys. But anyway, so
everybody knows that.
I didn't make this up, guys. This isn't me just saying, hey, you know, no, this is what's happening behind the scenes of people that of like parties and stuff like this, where when you throw a party, if you're a guy and you don't have one pile of chicks to get in, you better just go out to Denny's or the local IHOP, whatever your town has, because you'll have to pay $100. So anyway,
$100.
You know, whatever a cover is, whatever. So
that's a large cover.
Well, I mean, case it's New Year's Eve. What are you gonna?
Oh, okay.
You know. So I take this pile of chicks. We Uber to a place that was 5 minutes away. It's called the Domain. And
the what?
The Domain.
Domain.
And so we get there, right? First of all, for a 5 minute Uber, it cost me $22. I guess it was their rates were higher at that moment. Genius.
Sure, New Year's.
Yeah. So they let us. It was a New Year's Eve party that was you had to have tickets to get into. Guys, you're not going to believe this. Well, some guys probably will if they understand the mystery of this teaching. They looked at me with these three girls, and I mentally could see something was going on here. Because I'm walking, three chicks, and the bouncer just looks at me. He's like, I'm like, why do I feel like I'm going to go into like, and they like pull me offside. There's like a line there. We just walked right in this other entrance. They're like, come on in. Like, oh, you, and they're like, they're doing the math of how much the girls are worth in their head to get in, like to pay the cover charge instead of money.
Didn't have any
at the time. Because payday wasn't until, because this is on Wednesday.
Oh, of course.
So they're looking at them, one, two, three. Okay, they're like, and they're doing the math, and they're like, you just paid the cover charge. And I was like, you guys are using women as a form of currency, and girls, they get all dressed up, and they look hot and sexy, and they're like, I'm like, oh, wow, okay. And they let us go right in. Then I got drunk as soon as we got in there, and I even forgot that I was there with them, that I left to go to this other party that I barely remember. Anyway, that was the last time I got drunk.
New Year's.
New
Year's Eve was the last time you had any alcohol. Why? Is there a reason for it?
Just trying to, you know, we're getting older, man.
Speak for yourself.
I'm trying to, my spirit's young, but I just like the feeling of being pure and like nothing holding me back. My day is really, what's it called when you're doing a lot of things and you get a lot done? Productive. That's right. Yeah.
What's that like? Is this the first time in your life now that you're being productive?
Well, no, but it's just I feel good. My heart feels good. My spirit. Then before that, I wasn't drinking too much.
I was going to say you were never like a real hard, like heavy drinker to begin with, right?
No, but I just went all out for some reason. It's almost like I was involved.
On New Year's Eve, you mean?
Yeah. As soon as I, like, it was just, I don't know. Yeah, it was a great time. I was very hungover on the next day, which is another reason why I don't miss the hangovers. Guys, there's more to life. What if I were to tell every one of our viewers here, which, by the way, your support is much needed all the time. Always looking for more Patreon help because we can't build this operation without you guys. We need you guys more than anything. What if I were to tell you that the people that we think, like we'll go out to clubs, right, or bars, or wherever social gatherings are that involve alcohol, and you think that I'll meet somebody here, that's where the good-looking people go. What if I were to tell you they don't go there? That's where we think good-looking people are, and we're like, oh, well, that's what good-looking is. That, you know, girl with the, you know, and the... Or the guy with the, you know, his shirt tucked in, like, yeah, he will, and like, you know, I have a job. What if there's hotter people than that at the dog park or at, you know, the taco casa? I can't think of the names right now. At the library, like, you know, somewhere. What if there's people
doing productive things instead of just drinking?
They're doing what they love.
Right.
They're doing podcasts. Like, obviously, you know, me and Casey are here right now. We're not at a bar where you thought you could meet us. I mean, look how appealing we are right now.
I can't tell you the last time I was at a bar.
Yeah. Why not do what you love doing over every time you want to, like, you know what? Let's go get some drinks. And what else do you love? Like, what if you could be what if you could be doing a podcast the whole time instead of going out drinking, you know, going up to girls and giving them I'm a terrible proactive talker to women. I'm not good at like walking up to girls and saying, hey, do you have a boyfriend? No.
Any time that I've ever been with you or the story that you just told us, that you don't need to be. It obviously just happens.
It happens, yes.
People just come up to you and want you to have sex with their wives.
Well, I don't know what I give off. I guess they just see me and they look at me like a hurt shrew. I think I used that example of twice before. I'm in the wilderness and they're the lioness. And they see this shrew with a broken ankle because maybe they're skinny and I tripped it over some sort of broken piece of branch that I was running from another larger animal. And they can see me at the bar and they're like, oh, look at that piece of meat. So just weak. Like, I'm like hurt a little bit. I'm like, oh, my ankle. And there's these people like, that's what I want.
You are doing that at the bar?
Well, that they can sense it in my spirit that I'm so nice that I'll like talk to anybody. And they're like, that's who I want to devour.
You're weak-spirited.
Yeah. The devil comes to devour.
He looks like he would run from a fight.
Well, he can't now because his ankle. He would because he is such a nice guy, but he can't because he's of his ankle. Yeah, I don't know what I give off that makes it happen like that. But actually, you know, they say some people, not some people. It said you have to train your faith, your instinct. You always have to train something. And I'm not good at, I'm good at reacting towards conversation with meeting girls. I think the last thing I ever tried was I said, excuse me, do you have a boyfriend? She looked at me and she goes, no, I don't. I was like, do you think I'm attractive?
She was Portuguese?
She probably some sort of Mexico or maybe Cuban. I don't know. I was like, do you have a boyfriend? She goes, no. And I was like,
no.
Do you think I'm attractive? She's like,
no.
Yeah, you're cute. I was like, this is what, do you have a dog? She's like, oh, I do. Oh, would your dog mind if I kissed you? And she looked at me and was like, no, please don't kiss me. But here, you can take my Instagram. I was like, oh, okay. All right.
That's how you went about to try and pick up a girl?
What do you do? Or what have you done in the past?
I don't remember. I can't remember. I guess I never really needed to either.
Guys, you can see that Casey just... This is a calm, mild-mannered man.
That's the thing. You said I would love to just podcast and not have to work or do stuff like that. But I realized the other day when we didn't have a guest in the studio, when Chris Kerr didn't show up, I realized that we really need, like, we ran out of stuff to talk about. So, like, it's hard for me to, and as you know, growing up, I was never, like, I was always, like, a pretty quiet guy. I was never much of a conversationalist, so doing the podcast is like out of my comfort zone, but I love doing it. But I realize now, like after 3 years, we need guests. It's really hard to come up with material every week.
That's why you got to speak from your heart, because every day is a brand new day that something's happening all the time, right? Like today, you know, it's not every day you get to just drive a quick 3 hours and 15 minutes with traffic.
You're so full of shit. I knew that when you said 2 hours and 30 minutes ETA, that was your ETA when I asked you how long it took you.
I had beaten the Austin traffic. I was already in, Georgetown. So I was already north of Austin.
All right.
In my defense, I left at 4:35.
5 minutes later. I thought you left at 5:30 because... When you said you would be here closer to 8, I thought that you left at 5:30 because you told me it was a 2.5-hour drive.
No, but I was planning on speeding. I'll break several laws for you, Casey.
Yeah, I break laws every day.
And, you know, I don't know if the viewers know this, but, the viewers that know, you know, me being on the podcast for a while, you guys would know that I've been known to have olden cars for the majority of my life.
Older
cars. Not anymore. And it's not because anything that I've done. Well, it's half of me and half of the help of a loved one in my family. I'm not trying to, I hope people don't think I'm doing great or anything, but I'll tell you the point that I can say that I'm at. With my credit power and my loved one's credit power combined, like Captain Planet and the people when they get together and their powers combine, we could form a car-having individual of a newer status. So
someone co-signed a vehicle for you?
Yeah, pretty much. And then
it wasn't a vehicle that was handed down. You actually purchased it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah. Look at you. Yeah. You're doing pretty good for yourself.
And I'll tell you what. Actually, what has gone with it? I've been getting just like my confidence. It's not a confidence thing. We should never rely on things to build your physical things to build your confidence. I'm not about that. But it's my mental state of knowing that my car works. Oh,
isn't that nice?
When you turn it on and like
on one try,
on the first time, and I just hear it start up and it's like, hey, I'm ready to go. Where are we going, Jim? And I'm like, hey, Steve, you know, because he's red. And I'm like, yeah, man, let's go. You know?
Your car is named Steve.
I think I'm going to stay with Steve. He's just a good, like, love me red color. I like a darker red. More, not blood red. I guess blood is love. But, yeah, just, it's, yeah, 2016.
Not too bad. Yeah. Is that the newest old car you ever had?
Yeah.
Look, automatic everything?
Oh, automatic, yeah.
You got the GPS installed?
Yeah, there is one, but I don't use it. I used to use my phone.
Okay. Sure.
I don't like
the Bluetooth. Can you plug your phone into the...
Yeah.
You don't like the Bluetooth, though?
I don't like using it because if it doesn't work, you know, it's always clicking on. I want to be in control. I am an auxiliary cord user. I go in hardwire. I like to be hardlined. Yeah.
See, I used to like doing that too, but my phone, I have a newer phone, the Google phone, and it doesn't even have the auxiliary plug.
Casey, it's because they want to pull you down, bring you down, and you have to be connected to us, or you have nothing.
I love it.
That's what they
want
to do.
I love being connected.
No. Oh, so you love being trapped
yes.
and controlled.
Yeah.
Did you see that they've pulled...
My phone can tell you everywhere I've been all the time. It keeps track of everywhere I go.
So when somebody hacks in that phone,
they know. They'll know. I have nothing to hide.
They could just come right in here and
yep.
steal.
They might even know I was outside smoking a joint before this.
Wow. Do you mind? They could just walk in the door, probably pretend they're you, come in the door, steal your lamp over there. Or the
no, you can't move these lamps. They're all tied down.
Well, I just don't like to be connected. I don't like people to know. Where I'm at.
Is that why you don't use the Bluetooth? Because you think that they possibly somehow could be listening.
Case. If they
I
could
knew
track-
it wasn't because you were fucking like the hard wire. I knew deep down that it had something to do with someone listening through your Bluetooth.
If they can track you using your Easy Pass on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and they can see everywhere you're
not
going.
Not just the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Well, oh yeah, well, I'm just using, yeah. If they can track you, and they don't say that, they're, oh, don't you want to travel fast? They don't ever say, so we can track you. You idiots. You're so stupid. That's what they're saying. And they're like, look, they're buying this.
If they really wanted to track you, though, they could track you anywhere. You wouldn't just have
to. They do really want to. That's why I'm not plugging into their Bluetooth system. They really want to. They're like, please, please let me enslave you. Please, you're so stupid, you humans. They pulled out a frog's stem cell. They pulled the stem cells out of a frog. They got this frog. They broke its neck open, and they pulled out the stem cells of it. And they put it into robots. They blended robot and they said reptiles are the best thing. Not that I'm going back to the reptilian agenda, but they're using reptiles, which we knew they would. But and to make robots.
In a robot.
Yes.
Where do you get your information from?
The MIT. They just did this like a week ago.
They put frog stem cells in a robot.
They've merged frog stem cells in a they've controlled their cells, and they've merged it with a supercomputer inside. It's very small things, but it's basically a controllable little. Like Imperial probe droid on Star Wars, you know what I mean? Something that could like move around or something, and do small procedures, maybe like something in your lungs or something like that. Very like almost nanotechnology level stuff, but they can control it with. They're blending robots and live anim and and living organisms together. So if obviously,
who can control it? I don't understand what.
Well, they just put the programs in. They just tell the cell what to do with the.
Why do they need the cells to do that? Why can't they just program the robot? Why do you need to?
What if the robot twists its ankle, breaks it? It needs a flesh organism to heal itself.
So that's what you're saying. So it's in, to fix it.
To fix itself using the reptilian healing powers. From the frogs, don't they heal? Is it iguanas? They can grow another leg,
tail.
I'm no biology
brain surgeon.
what's the study of?
Yeah. I'm no brain doctor.
Hey, I'm not saying this. This isn't me just making it up. I read this. And I was like, oh, look what they did, you know, which, hey, I guess whatever takes us to the next step.
I would really like to see those articles. I would like to verify that.
It's a shame Jim can't be here right now to look this up. Miss you, buddy. Maybe
he'll never hear this. He doesn't listen to podcasts,
no.
Especially not ours.
All right. Well, that's too
bad. If you want to see Jim almost pass out, sign up for patreon.com/chickenduck. I might put it on there. He wants me to cut it out, but it's really funny. I showed it to Jim here.
Keep it in. Jim, I don't know why you're... Does everyone know his age? You're 38 years old, Jim. I mean, come on. You got to stop being offended at some point in your life and just continue.
Did you know that someone the other week, have you been listening to all of our podcasts lately?
For a few minutes while I'm on the road.
Well, the other week he mentioned on the podcast that he was at, I think, Redner's or Weiss or somewhere. And he was in the checkout line and he was with Carter, his 2-year-old son. And... The lady, the cashier, said, oh, it's so nice you're out with your grandson. And he said it threw him off that much that he didn't even reply. And Devin called him at that moment. And she said, hey, what are you doing? And he said, I'm at the grocery store with my grandson. She's
wow.
Like, what?
Jim, how does that make you
but
feel?
But I said, I don't think he looked like a grandfather.
What'd he call that older woman? Did he make fun of her weight issue or something?
No, he said she was like 1,000 years old. So,
okay, maybe it's a sign that Jim should start working out. Maybe.
Well, I think he did. I think he. Okay. I think he has been. I think he's on the right path.
That's great.
Yeah,
it's good to hear.
How is Austin treating you? Are you still at the? Carpet cleaner? Still cleaning carpets?
I still clean carpets every day.
Every day.
I pull a long hose.
What's your day like now? What time do you get up?
I usually...
Can we talk about your living situation at all?
Yeah. Well, we had a little flood at the house. Not a little one. It was a major one on the first floor. So we're in a hotel for a bit. Which, by the way, they give you free food and beer 4 days a week.
Yeah. Well, a lot of places do.
I never stayed in an extended stay hotel before.
Yeah. Six to ten for breakfast, right?
Yeah, and then five.
And then you got
seven.
your what do they call that? Your happy hour?
Happy hour every day, 5 to 7, Monday through Thursday. Basically, and what you can do is you go to these happy hours.
You get two beer, right?
No, you can literally take all the beer. We actually go like this, and we stack it up like this. And we're like holding, you know, and we're walking past the front, the counter, and we're like, hey, Alec, how's it going? And he's like, yeah, good, guys, you know? And we're like, okay. Our beer is hundreds of Love Street. Great beer, by the way. Just not hundreds, but packed refrigerator. Just, there's no water. I'm so thirsty for water, but dude, it's just all beer. Yeah.
And you just take it from the lobby.
They want you to have it.
I'm pretty sure that you're allowed to take two.
He actually
per
said,
person.
Hey, it's there for you. And he looked at me like, no, man, like a gift of life. He's like, and you know, your open hands are meant to receive and to give. But for some reason, they're always receiving beer in this situation.
So you just take the beer from it's usually in like an ice bucket, right?
How did you know?
Because I stay at these places. I know what they're like.
Casey is a man, a traveled man, I should say. Wow.
So you take
cultured.
You take all the beer out of the ice bucket and then take it up to your rooms, put it in I'm sure it's a mini fridge, sort of like the one that's right over
here.
Nope,
full fridge.
Full fridge.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah, I have a full fridge too.
Yeah, we got a stove.
This is an extended stay. So it's almost exactly like this room.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a divider. You said you had a divider here.
No, we have a separate. So we have the
dividers
beds,
in between,
like,
the
there's
bed.
There's a divider in the wall. This ours is a lot wider than this. So it's double. And then the sofa is a bed also in the other room. So we do have like a closed door between.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah. Two beds or not, or one bed and.
Two beds, one couch.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Very nice.
It's going good. Yeah.
So, So let's get back to the flood. So your house floods. You rent the house?
Yeah. No. My roommate is the owner of the house.
He's the owner of the house. Yeah. So they have insurance, I guess, and you get to stay at the hotel now for free through the insurance?
Yep. It's
very
pretty good.
Not too shabby. So you stock up on the beer. How often? How many times do you go down for beer? Just once? One beer run?
It depends.
It depends how many, I guess, they
have. How low we are. Like, if it was a... If it was a wild weekend, people coming over, we usually just let, you know, friends have it, whatever. But yeah, it depends. Just every day we'll pull out a couple. So my actual day of life, I awaken in maybe like 8 o'clock in the morning. I power stretch every morning. I do this power stretch. You know, just
my
normal morning routine. I think we had a little episode on this, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, the day in the life.
I basically, I'm the type of guy that I wake up, coffee right away, work. As soon as I'm done working, I work out immediately on the way home. Then I'll go back, do the guitar stuff, crush any things I need to do. Then nighttime, I'm free to do whatever I want.
What time do you have to go to a shop first in the morning, or do you go right directly to the job, or how does that work?
Shop, then in the van, then just on
you
the
and
road.
Your partner?
Yeah.
Still the same lady?
Yep.
And is it just two of you that work there at the company, or is there how many?
It's mainly just us.
How many vans?
We have one van. It's us two, and her mom are the owners of this.
Oh, okay.
It's just us two, you know, going out in jobs, pulling long hose, you know.
Just cleaning carpet.
Stroking wand. Ben's left. You know, we went over this. my routine never changes. I have a pretty solid weekly routine. Then which
you
makes
make coffee at home, or you buy it, you have to go out to buy it.
Right now it's free at the hotel, so don't gotta worry about that. But I usually buy it, which I think I could get. Texas or Austin needs better coffee in gas stations. This is one, and I'm sorry, Austin. I love you, Austin. But their gas station coffee is some of the worst coffee I've ever had in my entire life.
Bucky's?
Not Bucky's. That's not that bad. Places with community coffee, it's not so bad. There's no Wawa's, no Sheets. There's like in the whole, what, I don't know how many miles Austin is. It's a pretty big city. There's not many Dunkin' Donuts.
Really?
And they're spread out. Each one's like 20 minutes from each other.
Really?
Yeah. Not many. I don't know. It's hard to get quick coffee in Austin. And also,
How do you feel about Starbucks?
It's okay, but
never go to Starbucks.
I'm just not a fan of their taste. But I also discovered something recently. Have you eaten fast food in Austin?
Probably. I don't know. Nah, probably not. Actually, not in Austin. No.
I don't know.
If I go to cities like where I know that there's good food, like Austin, I try not to eat fast food as often as possible, but it's hard living on the road as much as I do.
I don't know if anyone else thinks this way, but I feel certain nights I've been in for the past 2 years I've lived there, I might be drunk, and I might want to go to McDonald's or Wendy's. It takes, every time I go there, whether there's a lot of cars in the line or not, it takes forever.
Why don't you just Uber Eats it?
Because I don't want to pay $12 for a delivery fee.
Yeah, but you're spending that much
time,
gas, time.
Well, I mean, you're sitting in the line. They take long. They're
just
fast.
Be sitting at home.
Is there something with Austin employees that they don't like really work that hard because they take forever in fast food lines in Pennsylvania or in Florida or any other place? Even Nashville, like places I spent time in, and I had to eat. I don't eat any fast food, but if I have to give in, I'll get maybe like the chicken tenders or something. But I try not to eat fast food, everybody. You know, try to be healthy. That's make it great. And so I go to McDonald's because it was near my house, and I don't know why. It was late. I couldn't find anything. There's two cars in front of me. It literally took 15 minutes of you just waiting. That never happens.
With two cars in front of you.
Yeah. Easily 15.
And were they ordering or what? Or was it taking them
that long
to
They were
order?
Just parked at the paying for it. And that happens all the time. It always takes that long. I'm just wondering, like, I don't know if their work codes are different, because I'm used to literally you order, you're driving, you might stop for like a few seconds, and then you'll go. Like each car length is maybe like a
sure.
minute, but here it's like 10 minutes
easy. Anytime.
And like if there's six cars there, you're waiting 25 minutes. Yeah, I know what it is, Austin. And you know what? Maybe
stop doing it.
Yeah, well, maybe they don't want you to eat fast food. They're like, guys, can you work slower?
I'm surprised there's any. Is there even like chain
Whataburger
fast food restaurants in Austin?
Yeah, Whataburger, McDonald's. Oh, not in downtown. I'm like more north.
Downtown.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is. But I shouldn't be eating it anyway. I'm trying to stay healthy. You know, just a lone man on the road. Still just a lone man.
You're not on the road though anymore.
Well, I drive a lot, but
okay.
3 hours today I was.
And how many times do you go to the gym still?
6 days a week.
6 days.
Yep.
What day is your day off?
The day of rest, Sunday.
But you're not resting. You're playing your church music still, right?
I've gone back occasionally, even though there was a slight little tiff.
What? Tell us.
Well, no. Remember, just not an. I don't want to use the word totalitarian, authoritarian worship leader that doesn't know that we live in America where we're free, you know, because Jesus made us free. You know, sometimes you want to go out to a bar, or maybe there's a girl that you go out with and you might take a picture with her and post it on your Instagram. And some people will get like, how dare you? How dare you show people that you go out to eat when you're in a church band? And I'm like, I like to step back and
the people at the church,
not the people. It's just one specific leader.
The worship leader
yeah.
said that something about you posting pictures on Instagram
with women, you know, or maybe I'll be at a club or somewhere and I'll do a shot or something or a beer, and you know, we expect you to be holy, you know, because you're in the band. And I'm like, but I'm the guitar player in a, like, they shouldn't be looking at me like I'm some sort of role model. I mean, right. Do you know who I am? Are you simple? You know, I just learned the other.
My name's not Fiddle. What's your name? Fiddle Fuck?
Captain, well, you can say Captain Fiddle Funk if I'm trying not to swear as much anymore. But yep,
we were trying to cut vulgar out of the Saturdays with Chicken Duck too, but we got two, three complaints about it. So about cutting the language. So.
It's good to speak good words, right? And truthful, you know. And it's harder, I think, to when you start swearing. I don't know. It takes away something sometimes. Sometimes it can be really funny. But I'm just trying to speak better, you know, give people love. Oh. I think last year, I'm thinking about back to last year, 2019, one of like the last like dates I kind of talked to a person was this Russian girl. She's a commercial actress for like, you know, little stupid things. Great actress, by the way. Wonderful woman. Anyway, these are the responses I'm getting from girls that live in Austin. They're like, you know, you'll meet them, you'll talk about stuff. They're like, oh yeah, you know, he's so happy. So, and then you tell me, I love God. And they're like, you know what? You need to stop loving God so much. And can you, like, you're always so happy and you have so much to say about life and love and everything's so wonderful. Why don't you hate yourself like all of us atheists that don't do anything with our spiritual lives and only work to eat and party? And I'm like, sorry, I'm so happy naturally. That's when it came to me. Girls, not all, I'm not labeling all of them. Some girls that strive to in the city, not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with ambition, but you know what happens when you're too proud. Pride comes before the fall. These girls, they don't want happy. They deprive themselves purposely of joy. They see a man and they'll be like, he's attractive. He's happy. He loves God. He's confident. He doesn't even need the things of this world to be happy. He doesn't need money. He probably works in normal. Wow, what a great guy to take care of himself. It's too happy. Let me see. Someone that's really drunk, blowing all their money, probably has a brand new car but not paid off yet, and works every day and loves to just travel and get fucked up.
And do cocaine.
Yeah. There's one. And he doesn't really work out that much, so he'll be easy. You know. I feel like that's what's happening. It's almost like they don't want true, like, you can have true happiness if you only could see the, you know.
I don't understand the whole God thing, though. We went over this before. Before you left for Austin, you were not this into God.
It was, Case, I can't tell you how it happened. I heard a call. Well, but I did always love God, though. But I wouldn't talk about him as much. But now... Well, you know, okay, guys, I'll tell you the whole secret here. I've meditated on this. I can bring it anywhere. God's always with you, man. He's with you when you're, you know, when I was just in the bathroom for, you know, 12 minutes blowing it. You know what I mean? Like, I was in there struggling, right? He's with me out here.
I know. I had to move across my hotel room.
I wasn't trying to be. It's just that coffee on top of that bean burger or that big burger that I had with those beans and everything. No, he's with us all the time. So I meditate on this. I'm like, I'm gonna talk about him for everything. Like, you know, hey, was I getting drunk this month? Yeah, he's with me, man. You know, but it just came to me more recently, just to like notice him and what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, just you know, like he's like my like a friend. You know, he's there all the time. Even, you know, if I'm, I don't know what I would be doing, sinning, getting high or something. I don't know. I don't know. He's there. I'm hitting on chicks. Hey, excuse me. God's here too. But, you know, would you
say
like,
hello to my friend God?
Right. You know, he's there all the time. So I prayed on this. I'm like, I hope this isn't like some sort of offense or anything. But I mean, all the glory to him. But no, girls. Yeah, I've noticed that. So it's sad. People don't want joy in their lives.
Yeah, but people don't need God in their life to have joy. I'm happy, and I don't.
Isn't God love, Casey? You probably do have him, but you haven't even noticed it yet. Well,
I'm very happy in my life the way my life is right now, and I there's no God in my life whatsoever.
Okay. Oh, perfect example. So let's say your happiness is you just love drinking Diet Coke all the time. Not that it's a sponsor or anything, but it's sitting right there. And I like Diet Coke too. Let's say that's your thing to do every day. And you put that over everything. I'm like, hey, man, great. Keeps happy. What if my thing is, hey, God, man. Like,
and that's
like, hey,
fine.
That's great. Right. I'm getting yelled at. That's what I'm saying. They're like, you drink it. Or like, and I don't yell at you for, you know, doing crack or whatever people.
I'm not yelling at you. I don't care
oh,
what.
No,
you
no,
do.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other city girls.
Sure.
Going places to try to be. You know,
one time when I bought a Diet Coke, I was at a Home Depot and a lady said, "You know that's poison," and I said, "Okay, can I just have my poison now and get on with my day?" And she said, "My mom died from it." I said, okay, well,
ow.
Have a nice day.
I would have said, ow. Ouch,
there was a guy standing behind me, and he was wearing like a Vietnam veteran's hat or something. And I was like, thank you for your service. And I just booked it out of there.
Dude, that just reminded me. So I've been meeting, there's a lot of military guys in Texas. And guys, I love you guys. Thank you so much. Have you noticed any military viewers out there? I was just talking to this one dude that was ex-military, and I'm like, and he was like, hey, why don't you ever go to the military? I was like, you know what? I probably should have, because it was like, you know, I support, you know, whatever we believe in, or and, you know, freedom and all that. And
you
I
would
and,
not have lasted in the military.
Well, no, probably not. But I'm trying to use the freedom that they're giving us, right, to do whatever. But I noticed that as soon as they get retired and they get their pension, whatever, or they get out, 40-year-old, 30s, 40s, sometimes even 50s. Has anyone out there noticed this? Go on any Instagram models page and see who their photographer is. I'll put money on, not a lot, but money. a high percentage of these photographers. And they're great pictures. I gotta give them to them. They're great. They're great pics. They know it's great. Are all military, ex-military guys that they take their pensions and they're like, "Hey, I'm single. I'm sorry. You have they have PTSD problems. Whatever. It's terrible. But they're like, you know what? I just want to plow through hot chicks. They get cameras, good quality. They have good eyes. They practice it, whatever, and they just run through hot chicks in lingerie being their photographer. And it's like what you do. It's like you go to the military, you do your service, God willing, you come back healthy. You're just run through women as a photographer. I'm saying like hot girls and just like, hey, and they're like, oh, and they like love their photographer. And it's always wearing Affliction shirts and
I don't even know what that is.
Like, you know, just like look like military guys, like, you know, like
how often are how many
phone.
That's all right. How many cameramen do you know that are ex-military?
I don't know the cameramen.
Because I know several photographers and none of them are ex-military.
Okay. Have they ever been in the military?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Ask them. And then tell me the percentage of.
And I know several people who were in the military that
and don't take pictures
that aren't.
Oh yeah, right.
Not every fucking person that's in it. My dad actually. My dad has a pretty good camera. He doesn't take pictures.
Was he military?
Yeah, he was in the Marines.
Uh-huh, yeah. No, and I'm for that. Like I'm pro. You go to the military, you come back.
He doesn't.
I just noticed it. Like so many of them are photographers. And they get all like, so many girls use them, and I'm like, it's hey, thank you for your. It's like a nice present. You know what? You gave your life, and
thank
now
you
can. Yeah, here's just whatever you want. They'll be naked, and a lot of them, the girls just are naked, holding their boobs in their hand, and the guy, and because you know these guys, they've been through it all. They probably know what to look for. You know, like right there. No, just open up your fingers a little bit to show some areola. Yep, right there. You know, let the piece of hair. You know what I mean? Like they know exactly what they're looking for. But look, I've already given my life. Right, I don't care what's gonna happen. Like they're just gonna like. And take pictures, and it looks, and they're great. They have a great eye.
Have you been in these rooms with these photographers? How do you know what they're? How do you know all that?
I met a guy the other day recently that he's ex-military, owns a pretty high-level security company, and I told him this, my theory about all this, and I said, I was like, have you noticed this? He starts laughing. He's like, dude, that's funny you say that because that's so true in so many ways. And I was like, yeah, dude, I'm just using my eyes. And like, I don't know. It's just something I've noticed. And apparently those girls, I think, should also be LGBT. They just love a man in uniform, ex-military. He could be 60 in good shape. You know, she's a good-looking 23-year-old.
But the LGBTQ, did I say that right?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
That is a specific
alphabet people
group of people, not just women that want to get their picture taken.
Well, no, the LGBT is, okay, so who is it? Lesbians.
Q.
LG, gay.
Bi.
Bi.
Lesbian, bi, gay.
What's bi?
That's, you like both.
Yeah, right? You like both.
Yeah.
So, why can't swingers be in that? I don't understand because
I think they're
included in what? Because they don't have, because every other of letter people, they are, well, no, I want to get married. This one person, you know what I mean? Like, but swingers are, they're like, oh, we're swingers, we're open. Like, that's like a lifestyle.
Just, they're their own thing.
Yeah. Just like a guy's into older girls.
I started girls watching younger... this. Sorry to cut you off. I started watching this movie on Prime, Amazon Prime. It's called I Am Santa Claus, and it's about five or six actual bearded Santa Clauses. That's how they make their living. Like, well, a couple of them do. Some of them have real jobs. One of them actually changed his name to Santa Claus, and they go to this, like, it's called the... something bearded, it's like a bearded Santa group, and they were all complaining, like these five guys, they were all like worried because the president of the club is a swinger. So they were like worried that their leader, the Santa Claus leader, is a swinger. And one of them's gay too, so.
So do you see how they're like, how it's automatically, oh, it's a swinger, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if I was like, oh, you're queer, you weirdo? How would you feel? What if I was like, why do you look like a monster, you drag queen? You know what I mean? Why? I thought like that was, you're supposed to dress up like a woman or a guy or whatever. Instead, they'd look like monsters. What if I was making fun of all of them? You'd be like, hey, Jim, you know, stop making fun of the L or whatever letter you're making fun of. And I'm like, well, why does everyone make fun of swingers? They're people too.
Do people make fun of swingers though?
Well, they go like this. Oh, you're a okay. Ooh, I better stay away or you're going to want to bang me in front of people when then take my girlfriend. Like
do they
like,
though? I don't know that like a lot of swingers even like I think that you
have you do you ever hear swingers talk about swinging in public conversation? No, they don't. They're
no,
like
that's
this.
What I mean.
Yeah, because why? It's just like when gay, oh, we're gay, or like it used to be. Swingers like, can you come to the corner of the, and I'll watch you, and I'll beat off in the corner, and I might use my other hand to videotape it. Like they have to sneak around about it. I guarantee you, you might know a swinger and you don't even know it, but you would never know because they don't tell you about it. But what I'm saying here is they should be a part of the alphabet people group, and we need to put them in and just say, hey, it's America, you know. What do you have to say about that?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. It's, yeah, you're right. I mean, they don't, Do you think in like another like 15, 20 years that it'll be more open, that people will then be talking about swinging as open as they are about the LGBTQ?
I probably, but I don't know. I think there's like maybe there's something bad. I don't know. I mean, I think everything should be in it, but yeah, I as a person that looking at things from the outsider's perspective, if you see a couple of lesbians kissing each other, if you're like, that's offensive or whatever they get offended by. But if you see swingers coming up to you saying, "Hey, big boy," you know, come like everyone's like, "Ew, what are you?" You know, I feel that's like a stigma in a way. And what I'm saying is, it should throw them in with the letter.
Throw them in,
okay? Because last time I checked, it's America.
That's right.
Okay. And but aside from the letter people and the just fallen people accepting just miserable, no life, love, nothing. They're almost. I have no problem against atheists. You know, you can believe what you want. But have you ever?
I almost thought that's what you were before you left for Austin.
No, I was never an atheist. No. I always believed in Jesus. Yeah.
As much as a conspiracy theorist as you are.
Oh, it makes me even stronger at it. Let me ask you something, Case. You're an atheist, right? Or are you agnostic?
No, I just don't.
You don't know.
Yeah,
you're not.
I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have any beliefs.
I'm gonna see if I'm gonna pull the belief out of you, and I'm gonna tell you what God you believe in right now. I'm gonna guess here. When you use money, right? Came from the moon.
No.
I've been trying my hand at etymology. Currency. So
money came from the moon.
That's just a long thing. I won't get into it.
Please
today,
don't.
But when you pay someone with money, it's in what? In faith, isn't it? That's literally the term of money is an exchange in faith that you're getting what you. It's a faith-based system. So just by the fact that we're using money, we believe that it works, right? When it's worthless paper, obviously it's worth nothing. The real money is in the gold or the assets that you, or the stuff you have, or the real value of things. So what I'm saying is that's a faith-based system already that you're forcing to work because of the system. You're making it work.
Yeah, because it has to.
You're making it, yeah. So
if it didn't, if people would just stop saying
trade and barter and the trade system, we could use that. It works just as well, probably better actually. Some would say, but what I'm saying is God is same. So like it's same. Like you're not supposed to put anything right. You're not supposed to worship anything. But every time you use money, you're like, oh, this works. I believe, you know. So I'm saying
because it's the way that the world is.
Right. We made it a system. Yeah, right. Well, what I'm saying is there's something bigger than it. That I think people got confused that they think that's their God. To have that, they'll be happy. They can do whatever they want. They can finally do all these things because that's what they think it is. Not that there's anything wrong. I'm not blaming anybody for anything. But I tell you what, it makes meeting people a little harder when money is the God. And, you know, it's once you drive a nice car, they're like, hey, can you pick me up in that thing? And I'm like, wow, you didn't ask me to pick you up in that thing but last year when I had a car that didn't work.
When you had to roll up the windows. So when can we expect you back in Pennsylvania? There's talks that you might be coming back.
I don't. Hopefully, I'll try to come back this month. I want to see my parents for a quick weekend. So, I can do. You'll be doing it on Sunday. You still do it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, I hear. Through the grapevine that you might have my old, well, not my old, my prom date from the old times.
You went to the prom with Jen Keller?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on the 26th.
Well,
in the chicken duck timeline, I'm not sure what the date will be, but right. Yeah, that's the date that she'll be there. Mm-hmm. So if you can make it back for that, mm-hmm. You're more than welcome.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. I haven't seen Jen in forever. Be good. Laughing time. That was actually, she can verify my story. And I'll probably have to say it again. I'll say it quick right now. Jimmy, don't, my mom yelling at me, and she was there. Jimmy, don't dance too close or your pee-pee will get excited. And she laughed so hard that she had to redo her makeup because she was crying. Her and Audrey and her other girls. Yeah.
During the prom.
No, it was when
she... What grade was this?
She came to my house. She drove to my house, and I was going to drive her car.
She drove, so you were over 16.
No. I was a senior. We were both seniors.
And your mommy said...
No, she came to my house. She parked the driveway, came into my door. We took pictures. As I'm walking out to her car, I literally was walking to open her door for her because I was going to drive her car to the prom. As I'm opening the door, my mom's, Jim, open the door for her. Jen, I'm sorry. I don't know if I taught him proper etiquette. She goes, no, he's good. I'm like, Mom, I'm opening the door. And I open the door, and as she's getting in, you know, she's working her dress and picking it up because, you know, they had to wear the dresses and everything. My mom yells out, ah! And Jim, please, don't dance too close, sonny boy, or your pee-pee will get excited. And I was, son of a gun, Ma. You know, I'm trying to be over here as a normal person. And she just,
called you sonny boy.
That's her name for her sonny boy. For her sonny boy.
Does she call your brother that too?
Robbie Rue.
Robbie Rue and Sonny Boy. Don't dance too close or your pee-pee will get
excited.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'll remember to say that one when if I can hopefully make it there for the 26th.
Well, I hope you can, buddy. It was good seeing you, man. Do you have anything else? We've been going for an hour.
Yeah. I think I'll say it.
One thing I wanted to ask you, the thing on Twitter that you posted about the something about women and boats.
Yeah, go
ahead. Was that legitimately just to prove that I remember things from the episodes?
I thought I said that before, and I was like, I think I talked about this, but if I didn't, I was like, I'm going to talk about it. But yeah, once you said it, I was like, man, that's Case. He knows every episode.
I couldn't tell you the number, but I can remember pretty much everything that we've ever talked about in over 3 years.
Basically, I'll say it really quick. Everybody, just look at the numbers. It's clear as day. Women don't buy boats. Men do. But women just love to get on them. They love their boats. Especially... I'll tell you what women like to do. They like to grab all their friends when you can only have, like, you have two guys on a boat and there's, like, seven girls. All
so,
in.
Whoa. That throws the numbers way off.
Right? Well, I know. It's different. You know, one guy might have a girlfriend, but two girls for one guy because boats are smaller.
So how many is two girls? What's that?
Just
a couple?
I was going to call it, like, I haven't thought of the actual term.
I thought it went 3, 6,
right.
12, 24.
The
it
boat terminology.
Doubling. So boats on water, it's completely different.
I would call it what's it called when you they had those wooden on ships. They used to sell things off of them.
Docks,
piers,
right? Docks and piers.
A deal.
Nope.
A deal. It was called like a deal.
Nope.
A deal of wood. Wasn't that a word for it?
Uh-uh.
Two is a deal. Four is a bargain. Six. It's a clearance.
I thought things started doubling though. Or it's like you said, it's completely different on water.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm trying to talk like currency.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, girls on boats, yeah, they love being on boats, but they don't buy them. And as a, like, you never see a woman get on a boat, right, and get it and pull it out and everything, and then, like, five gym bros coming over shirtless trying to get on her boat. You never see that. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, wait, because I wanted to go in the lake this summer, and I was like, who do I know? And automatically, like, my brain just thinks of guys, right? Well, why isn't my brain thinking of women that I know that own boats? And I'm, like, thinking about it. I'm, like, looking them up. I'm, like, wait a minute. No women own boats. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Okay, so girls, they get on boats, and they start dancing and twerking all over the place while they play music and record them on Instagram and put it on their stories. And I'm, like, okay, well, let me find some guys. And, yeah, gay guys do it all the time. But I'm like, well, why don't straight guys do it if straight girls come on straight guys' boats? And no, it just doesn't happen. And so that's what made me think. I'm like, this is why it's so hard for, as I identify as a boatless man, it's hard for us boatless kind to...
There has to be women out there that own boats. If you own a boat,
you
hit,
took the
hit
words,
up Jimbo.
You took the words
at Guitarist Jimbo on Instagram and Twitter.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
And
please.
Live in the Austin area. He would like to enjoy your boat.
I would love to interview you. I want to know how you got it. Did you? And I'm not saying that this is how. If a woman does own a boat, which I'm sure there are, I'm not saying that you probably got it through a divorce and you really wanted it and he was cheating on you or something. But did you actually go out and pay for it and get it through your own will, or was it given to you by your father or husband that was probably had like 10 chicks on the side or something?
That's at Guitarist Jimbo. Is that on Twitter as well?
Yep, same name.
Now, Facebook is completely defunct, right?
Yeah.
I had some questions. People have been questioning. There's been at least two or three guests on that have wondered what happened to your Facebook account.
Yeah, just it got hacked. And
Mike Santarelli said that it was hacked by the Russians.
I don't know. Maybe. Somebody.
Somebody hacked it.
That Russian girl that I was talking
go.
To.
Bianca.
No. This one's name was Katusha.
Bianca was on New Year's.
Bianca. That was just like a peck. It was just like a quick little peck. I think she felt bad for me because she was 21 and I'm 37. And she's like, oh, this old poor. Look at him standing alone in the corner drinking by himself. I was like, I was laid up against the door.
Hammered drunk.
And she just came up and I think she said that she liked my. I wore a blazer that day too.
Oh, there you go.
That she was impressed by. She said, "I
not every day you see someone in a blazer."
And it made me feel young. I felt like I was like, "Wow, you know what? Yeah, good thing I work out still."
How tight was that blazer?
No, it was it's good fitting blazer. It fits great. You can't sometimes when something fits you good, you just got to go with it. I got it for free, actually.
That was my next question.
A guy bought it for me. He wanted me to go to this. Actually, yeah, he bought it for me last year at New Year's.
That was my next question. I was going to say, where did you get the blazer and how did you get it for free?
Funny story.
During a photo shoot.
No. It was actually, I went shopping. A dude that I met on a hike, he was successful contractor, just wanted to go
a
to... A dude. Straight
a
dude.
A man that you met on a hike.
He
bought
wanted
you a blazer.
He wanted friends to go to this party at the W Hotel. And me and my
how
buddy,
much of a loser was this dude that he invited? How many other friends were there?
It's just me and my gym friend, my gym buddy, Justin.
So it was one guy that he had just met on a hike and one of your friends?
No. So he was by himself. He's traveling for work. He's like an independent contractor, does great.
Every week. I travel every
week. So he was in Austin for 2 weeks. He was looking for something to do for New Year's. And he met, and I was just on a hike with my gym buddy. We just felt like doing something. And that was Christmas Day last year. And he goes, we just ran into him. He said something about the view here. We were just like trying this new trail. And we started talking, and he was from Ohio. And turns out, wild story. I don't think I talked about this. Do you remember?
You know the same girl in Ohio.
Yes. We did tell about this story? Yeah. We knew biblically the same. Yeah.
Yeah. You even talked about it on Saturdays with Chicken Nugget.
Yeah. Okay. So, so we went to the W.
So that was your friend.
So, he bought me boots and a jacket just to go to the. And I was like, look, I can't accept this. Okay. I'll take this one and these shoes. I think a belt too.
Never seen again.
Never, dude. I text him like 5 times. Hey man, you know what you been up to? Nothing.
No reply.
I have no idea where he went. He bought my friend stuff too.
What?
Yeah.
I travel every week for work. I can guarantee you, if I had to travel over, which I don't, my work, I would never have to work over a holiday like that. But if I did, I can guarantee you, I would never do something like that.
I don't know if it's a write-off. Is it a write-off?
No. There's no way that could be a write-off. Unless he worked for that clothing company, I guess, that he bought.
Right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, man. Well, I hope you can make it back in at the end of the month for the episode with Jen.
I will try.
I'm really glad you made it up here to Dallas. It was a good episode on the road with Jim and Casey. What number is this? Number 4, I think.
I think so.
Number 4 or 5. We actually got to sit face-to-face to do it this time. Felt pretty good.
Yep.
Usually our episodes are only like 15 minutes long because I don't want to be on the phone anymore.
Shout out to True, by the way. This is a really nice hotel. You got some nice coat hangers, too. You got the good kind.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I usually stay in Hilton properties. So, thank you, Hilton.
Remember, promotional code is feel at home for Hilton if you ever need a free Wi-Fi password.
All right, and sign up for Saturdays with Chicken Duck Patreon, patreon.com/chickenduck, and get some good stuff on there. $1 a month gets you every episode early. If you sign up for $15 a month, you can hear about what we talk about before the show. So some good stuff on there. Check it out. All right. Anything else, bud?
That's it.
All right.
Time to hit the road.
Goodbye.
Good night.